I park the car and we head to the ocean. We take off our shoes and leave them under our seats. When we get to the sand, I lean over to roll up my jeans. While I do, Rhiannon runs ahead. When I look back up, she is spinning around the beach, kicking up sand, calling my name. Everything at that moment is lightness. She is so joyful. I can't help but stop for a second and watch. Witness. Tell myself to remember. Come on, she cries. Get over here. I'm not who you think I am, I want to tell her. But there's no way. Of course there's no way. We have the beach to ourselves, the ocean to ourselves. I have her to myself. She has me to herself. There is a part of childhood that is childish, and a part that is sacred. Suddenly we are touching the sacred part, running to the shoreline, feeling the first cold burst of water on our ankles, reaching into the tide to catch its shells before they ebb away from our fingers. We have returned to a world that is capable of glistening, and we are wading deeper within it. We stretch our arms wide as if we are embracing the wind. She splashes me mischievously, and I mount a counterattack. Our pants, our shirts get wet, but we don't care. She asks me to help her build a sandcastle, and as I do, she tells me about how she and her sister would never work on sandcastles together. It was always a competition, with her sister going for the highest possible mountains, while Rhiannon paid attention to detail, wanting each castle to be the dollhouse she was never allowed to have. I see echoes of this detail now as she makes turrets bloom from her cupped hands. I myself have no memories of sandcastles, but there must be some sense memory attached because I feel I know how to do this, how to shape this. When we are done, we walk back down to the water to wash off our hands. I look back and see the way our footsteps intermingle to form a single path. What is it? She asks, seeing me glance backward, seeing something in my expression. How can I explain this? The only way I know is to say, thank you. She looks at me as if she's never heard the phrase before. For what? She asks. For this, I say. For all of it. This escape, the water, the waves, her. It feels like we've stepped outside of time, even though there is no such place. There's still a part of her that's waiting for the twist, the moment when all of this pleasure will jackknife into pain. It's okay, I tell her. It's okay to be happy. The tears come to her eyes. I take her in my arms. It's the wrong thing to do, but it's the right thing to do. I have to listen to my own words. Happiness is so rarely a part of my vocabulary, because for me, it's so fleeting. I'm happy, she says. Really, I am. Justin would be laughing at her. Justin would be pushing her down into the sand to do whatever he wanted to do. Justin would never have come here. I am tired of not feeling. I am tired of not connecting. I want to be here with her. I want to be the one who lives up to her hopes. If only for the time I'm given. The ocean makes its music. The wind does its dance. We hold on. At first, we hold on to one another. But then it starts to feel like we are holding on to something even bigger than that. Greater. What's happening? Rhiannon asks. Shh, I say. Don't question it. She kisses me. I have not kissed anyone in years. I have not allowed myself to kiss anyone for years. Her lips are as soft as flower petals, but with an intensity behind them. I take it slow, let each moment pour into the next. Feel her skin, her breath. Taste the condensation of our contact, linger in the heat of it. Her eyes are closed and mine are open. I want to remember this as more than a single sensation. I want to remember this whole. We do nothing more than kiss. We do nothing less than kiss. At times, she moves to take it further, but I don't need that. I trace her shoulders as she traces my back. I kiss her neck. She kisses beneath my ear. The times we stop, we smile at each other. Giddy disbelief, giddy belief. She should be in English class. I should be in bio. We weren't supposed to come anywhere near the ocean today. We have defied the day as it was set out for us. We walk hand in hand down the beach as the sun dips in the sky. I am not thinking about the past. I am not thinking about the future. I am full of such gratitude for the sun, the water, the way my feet sink into the sand, the way my hand feels holding hers. We should do this every Monday, she says, and Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday. We'd only get tired of it, I tell her. It's best to have it just once. Never again? She doesn't like the sound of that. Well, never say never. I'd never say never, she tells me. There are a few more people on the beach now. Mostly older men and women taking an afternoon walk. They nod to us as we pass, and sometimes they say hello. We nod back, return their hellos. Nobody questions why we're here. Nobody questions anything. We're just a part of the moment, like everything else.